Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae. A pro-Palestinian protester has been arrested after disrupting the Brisbane Labor Day march, with some reports the woman threw an egg in the vague direction of the Premier. Stephen Miles, his daughter and cabinet colleagues led thousands on the march from the city to the showgrounds in a show the Labor movement is still strong in Queensland. There was one noticeable absence though, the PM, who's been known to join the Brisbane Labor Day march, was a no-show. To other news now, and only four clinicians in the Gold Coast Hospital and Health Service have been trained in how to use the state government's updated rape kits. That's four doctors and zero nurses who've been taught to use the new kits, introduced last September, which are vital for collecting forensic evidence after a sexual assault. 337 clinicians across the rest of the state have taken part in the dedicated training. However, Forensic Medicine Queensland does have a 24/7 hotline to help medical officers administer the kits if they're untrained. Overseas now, and there's been another sad development from Mexico, where the parents of two missing Perth surfers have identified their sons' bodies. Two men and a woman have been charged over the deaths of Jake and Callum Robinson and another man from America. Back home, and if you notice some funky folk painting public spaces around Brisbane, don't call the cops. The Street Art Festival is in full swing. Artists from all over Australia have descended on the River City to revitalise some iconic locations, including Caleb Dude from the NT, who's painting a mural for the Barracks Shopping Centre.
First ever time, you know, travelling interstate to do a mural, so I'm just so excited.
The NRL chief is demanding more respect towards match officials after a weekend of controversial calls, and Penrith has reportedly put a three-year offer in front of the Titans forward David Fifita. The Nine papers are reporting it's an $850,000 a year deal. League legend Mark Geyer says a switch to the Panthers makes sense.
James Fisher-Harris is going next year, so all of a sudden a lot of money is freed up. Penrith can now put themselves in a position to buy another marquee player.